Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 Show for this week, Twirl 152 here on the Monday Nooner Podcast, one of our last senior top 10 shows of the season, fellas. And why don't we jump right in and why don't we give a plug to our title sponsor right off the hop, the King of Trucks in Rosetown, Mainline GM, Mainline Chrysler, worth the drive every time, guaranteed belts. What do they got going on this month, at the King of Trucks?
You know what? If you like the big screens in your vehicles, these Dodge trucks are a beaut. 25% off the 2022s, the Ram Classics, 20% off the 2023s, and 10% off the 22 Durangos. If you know, like buzzing around a little SUV style, even $1,000 bonus cash and financing. We talked about it last week, guys, as low as 1.99 OAC. Barry learned what OAC was, or Boz, sorry, learned what OAC was.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
On approved credit. There we go.
And GM, over in GM, still getting that $750 bonus on the Sierra and Silverado 1500s. Financing is even lower over there, guys. 149. You can't even buy a loaf of bread right now at 1.49, even if you get good OAC. So get out there, buy a new truck. Why wouldn't a guy?
Decent rates for sure.
I want to say those Dodge Sports, the new Dodge Sport 1500s.
Yeah.
I've always been a GM guy. A couple of my coworkers got new Dodge trucks, the Sport Edition 1500s. They're pretty nice looking truck.
They are nice.
I might, you know, my next truck, if it's not a GM from Mainline GM, it's going to be a Dodge or Mainline Chrysler. Just saying it.
I like it.
Nice looking rig.
Those are the two best, I think, half tons. I'm old school. I like calling them half tons. Those are the two best out there.
Guy.
The Sierra and the Ram. Those, I don't have a truck. I'm an SUV guy.
Hey, no.
But those are the
sponsorship bias here.
Those are the two best right there.
Durango guy.
Barry's a Durango guy.
Barry's a Durango guy. You need a Durango.
Let's get it going here.
Senior hockey show for this week. A little early week senior hockey show to kick off this work week, Twirl 152. We do have a full Twirl coming out tomorrow, as in Wednesday, for the King of Trucks as well. But yeah, coming up here on this show, General Wells Servicing Senior Hockey Top 10. We'll count down the top 10 teams in Saskatchewan. Fellas, there will be some changes in that top 10, but Belter, why don't we start with some of the leagues that have finished? Last week, we mentioned Gull Lake won the Mud. I hear some other trophies handed out in the Div 3.
Div 3, not a Q. Fourth championship in a row by Team Moose Jaw out there in Assiniboia, dating back to 17-18, couple COVID years in there. But why, at what point does Assiniboia say, listen, we're probably Div 2, we got to make the jump? Like, does it get boring for them?
To where, though? To where? Well,
that's what I'm asking. Can they go? Is there anywhere surrounding there that they could make the jump to?
Relocate.
The sweet land.
The big sexy would be probably, wouldn't it be the best bet for them?
I would think so.
Pretty far away, though, right? Car enough to Assiniboia, that's going to be a good 3 hours. Nothing the Craik Warriors don't do on your average weekend, but
well, that's the thing, right? There's other leagues that are faced with that. I don't know. Maybe they could play in the Sask Valley, but as if those freaking like Delisle wants to rip all the way to Assiniboia or teams like that. I think they're in a tough spot.
They are.
I think they're just going to keep hanging banners in that new rink.
Here's an idea.
Okay, here we go.
They should be like Notre Dame football, just an independent. All they do is they just play the top
travel
teams
around.
Exhibition games,
yeah,
home and aways. They're an independent, and then they get to then they pick where they want to go in playoffs, provincials.
I like it.
Well, I mean, they did get swept in the first round of provincials, so maybe they aren't ready for the next step. Maybe they're just happy,
comfortable in Div 3, right? Like just wagoning up Div 3, thinking there's something special. But good for them.
They got a new barn to fill with banners, right? They got to start collecting them in that new rink down there. Beautiful barn. They go and win a championship in Cornac. Old dive barn there.
That's a good. That'd be a good country song for Gord Bamford to work on.
It would.
Dive barn. Based on senior hockey. We should get in touch with Gordo.
A big shout out to Chase. What about Chase Gavelin? Top official Didn't know they did that. I like that.
Liney,
top official in the Nauticu. He called the perfect amount of penalties. Top official this year.
I think he was working the lines. I saw the picture. He did not have a red band. Oh,
okay, no stripe guy.
A couple of Rebels also named top defenseman Mitch Boucher and Daxton Peterson Rookie of the Year out in Assiniboia. And Mitch Boucher, no relation to Bobby. That's the Nauticu Hockey League roundup.
Upstate, up province, and the kind of the Div 3, Div 2 league, the Sask Prairie. Now, I always a special place in old Barry's heart, the Miota Combines, back-to-back champs.
Sweep.
Sweep of Turtleford in the final. And if you watch Twitter, Miota celebrated, right? They had everyone in the room. They had the champagne bottles.
No buzzing.
I think it was champagne, maybe beer. But the one guy, and I think it was only one guy that had the ski goggles on, someone needed to tape that guy up in sock tape and throw him outside. Like, there's nothing worse in baseball when they have the goggles on. But anyway, nonetheless,
you know what?
You guys are deadly.
You know what's the worst about baseball is they do it like after they win the division or the wild card.
Yeah,
like the World Series. Okay, I can maybe get behind that. But when you win a wild card game to get into the playoffs and you're spraying each other with champagne, take a seat. Take a seat. By the way, Miota's goalie, Cam Taylor, named the playoff MVP out there. So obviously he put up the plywood. So congratulations to him, playoff MVP. Bunch of Turtleford guys were honored as well. I know Austin McDonald, top scorer and most valuable forward in the Prairie League.
And I said to you guys earlier, most valuable defenseman in that league, from what I heard, Miles Baptiste from Miota. And sure enough, he took home the hardware for best on the blue line, I guess. There's some other awards there as well. Most gentlemanly was Calvin
Koska
from
purchaser of a Nooner plate tarp.
Nice.
Out in Glaslyn, I believe, is where he hangs his hat. So kudos to him.
Nice.
Trinesky Hardware. Everything.
Boys, I got a question. I see that Troy Rooks, I'm going to say it from Radisson, got top executive. How do you win that?
Like, that's what I want to know. With minimum amount of sticks and gas. Cap management.
Like, is it like you promise, this is your budget, sticks and gas, you only spent this much, top exec. Like, is that how they do it?
I'm going to start with, he gets all the stickers of the roster for every game, so he doesn't have to fill out the game sheet. He just puts the stickers on. Like minor hockey.
Time management guy.
Yeah. I'm going to say he runs a tight 50-50 in gate at the front, gets some sponsors in the off season, maybe sets up a golf tournament. And also he has beer for the refs and the visiting team.
And you know, if you're in the game, that Troy Rooks made you pay. No one rides for free when Troy's in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So top exec.
He's got that back door
bolted. He's got security doing laps on that back door. They just
Henry,
stand their arms crossed.
Henry, I need a Drew out of that. You want to lock that back door again? Okay. Henry's got the back door. You know, no one comes in.
Funny, but I think about executives in minor hockey. Like, I'm quite a bit younger than you. Well, moderately younger than you guys. From a bit of a different era, I would say. Yeah. Yeah. Different vintage. But nowadays, obviously, I'm assuming you guys have kids. They have like Team Snap and apps and stuff where you update practices, scores, etc. So I finished minor hockey in 2010. So not that long ago.
True.
But coming up, our manager was always a guy by the name of Brian Miller. Great guy. Buck, I think they call him. He would send out voicemails to everybody's home phone. So you'd press the phone and it would say new message. And every couple times a week, he'd say, good evening, Bantam parents and players. Tonight is Tuesday, March 13th at 8 o'clock. Our upcoming schedule for this week is as follows. And then he would do like a 2-minute voicemail. And it was like so funny. Like that was how we communicated 13 years ago. Voice messages from Brian Miller. Good evening, Bantam parents and players.
Could have had that sponsored, Brian. Could have found a new sponsor.
He would have been the top exec in the Highway 14 Hockey League in about 2005 to 2010. So, yeah, that's the Prairie League, and that's the three leagues with Gull Lake and the White Mud that have wrapped up, fellas. But we've got 10 other leagues, 9 other leagues. Everyone's getting down to the nitty gritty, so we'll quickly hum through those, and then we'll talk a little bit of provincials as the finals are now all set. We'll talk about the bracket challenge, but quickly, let's move over to the Big Six. They've got the final ready to go.
Red versus Mooseman, league final. Who do you guys got? Who do you got in that final? That's going to be a beauty.
Red versus. I just heard this stat, guys. They've outside of their two losses to Keniston in provincials, they have won 24 games in a row.
Wow.
In league and league playoffs. They haven't lost since their opening game of the year in November. So they haven't lost for like 5 months in league or league playoffs.
How's the game? How's the matchup been against Mooseman head to head this year?
Steamrolled them 8-1, 4-1. They've actually kind of steamrolled the whole league. I looked, their goals for is like 8 a game and their goals against is about 2. So I think it's Redvers in a quick 3 unless Bud the Spud can Bud's the best player in the league for Mooseman. So unless he can do some magic, I think it's the Rockets title to lose.
So the Big Six is no joke, right? It's no. Solid league, a lot of good teams. When was the last time we saw a team go on a 24-game rip like that? Like, I know last year Drake had a nice little run. Keniston had a nice run. But 24 in a row in that league. That
impressive.
Yeah, that deserves a standing O at some point.
Like you mentioned, there's some bad teams in that league. No offense, but there's some good teams too, right? The Moosemans, Oxbow, Carnduff's a tough place to go into. So Redvers, maybe not enough credit for you this year, although you have been in the top five for the last month or so, and you didn't quite get it done against Keniston Provincials. But yeah, that's the Working Man's League, Big Six League Final. Fires up Friday in Redvers, then back in Mooseman on Sunday, games 1 and 2.
Didn't you say you're going to that game in Mooseman?
Sunday might be a stretch. If I'm in Las Vegas this weekend, that would be about an 11-hour drive. No, it'd be about seven or eight. Yeah, I don't know if I'll make game 2, but hopefully it gets back to game 4 and then I'll reevaluate the situation.
Sask West, Wilkie and Macklin, the two towns I always get mixed up. Best of 5. Nice start to the series for the Wilkie Outlaws, winning the first 2 against Macklin. I didn't expect that. I expected a split in the first 2. Blowout in game 1. Former guest Ryan Keller, you might have heard of him. 3-3 in game 1. Ricky Say, Brock Harrison, Derek Keller each had 4 points
lineup.
Those guys, yeah, they're just running rickshaw over everybody, right? What a great time to be playing.
Game 2 went to double OT though, Sunday night. It's Monday as we record, double overtime. Rick the Prick Say gets the double overtime winner at 19:31 of the second OT, assisted by Ryan Keller. So Rick was actually one of those guys who retired and then came back mid-season. I was talking to his brother Sheldon, who actually lives in Lumsden, right, at the Wadena game. And he said, yeah, this is definitely it for Rick. He came out of retirement to try and hang one. Obviously, they didn't get it done in provincials, but nice to see he's scoring some big goals. Game 3 is Friday in Wilkie. The trophy will be in the house.
In the building.
I just want to give a quick plug here. I mentioned last show the special 50-50 fundraiser for Mark Fraze, who grew up in Wilkie, lives in Macklin, big hockey guy, former outlaw, who's battling cancer. So game 1 in Wilkie, Wilkie said we're going to donate the proceeds from the 50-50, which is pretty generous, league final 50-50 to donate, obviously, to a worthwhile cause. The total jackpot was $4,050.
Whoa.
So wow. 2025 is what the team donated. And actually the winner was a young gal from Macklin, Taya Bast. And I believe she's family friends with the Fraze's. She donated her 2025 directly to the family. No questions asked. Wow.
That's outstanding.
So before game 2, they donated $4,000 to the family. They did a little on ice thing. And Mark's wife, Carolyn, actually gave a little speech on his behalf. It was quite emotional. I saw it on the Wilkie Outlaws Facebook page. Then I guess game 2 in Macklin, $1,900 payout. They were doing the same thing. The winner of that, who's anonymous, donated it back as well. So eight grand within 2 nights of senior hockey. Very, very awesome to see that. And it just shows you guys that sometimes maybe things are a little more important than the game on the ice. So kudos to both of those teams.
Excellent.
Excellent. That is awesome.
Hardware in that league. One guess who won the league MVP.
Brock Harrison.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Guy just keeps going. Brock Harrison.
Like a fine wine.
Hey. League MVP and most gentlemanly.
And I'm going to speak on that. I'm going to kind of take a spin off what you were saying, Boz. Brock's name comes up. We donated some stuff this week to this Catherine's Cause. It's a 6th annual Regina NICU auction. Just donated a shirt and hat, lanyard, some fun stuff. Anyway, Brock was bidding on both things. I don't know if he ended up getting something, but my wife was telling me we got $100 for one and 110 for the other.
Is it over?
It's over. So I have the stuff here. I'll be sending it out to the people that donated. They raised my wife said they raised an absolute ton. There was like over 800 people donated to stuff. We donated a couple nights at the cabin again too. It's such a great cause for the kids and stuff out there. So good on everybody for voting and paying it forward to that stuff. Like you said, it's awesome when the community comes together for everybody. But yeah, I just Brock's name, and I know he was bidding on a lot of stuff. So that's the gentlemanly player in him.
Yeah,
this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Derek Keller won the top D-man there. Rookie went to Ryan Deck. He had a puck stopper in Macklin. Defensive forward, interesting award. Cody McKinney for senior hockey.
Nathan's boy.
Selkie.
Nathan's boy.
Never going to win that award. Cody McKinnon from Macklin.
This guy went on his inside his own blue line 10 times last game.
And coach of the year, Smitty. Our friend, former guest, speaking of a guy that just keeps giving her in senior hockey, Martin Smith from Edam.
So, yeah, could be wrapped up this weekend in the Sask West. Not too far away, the Sask Elta. We've got an all-Saskatchewan final, the Las Vegas Flyers against the Meadow Lake Broncos. Broncos took down St. Walberg in game 5 of their semi, 5-4 on the road. Shane Hounsell led the way for the Bronx with 3 goals. Quick hattie for the fella. And St. Walberg had won the last 2 years, so a new champion will be crowned. Las Vegas, talk about teams that are hot. They've won 12 in a row, and they were 2-0 against Meadow in the regular season, but both of those games were on opening weekend, late October, early November. So these teams haven't played in 4 months, but they'll get it fired up Friday night in Las Vegas. I might have boots on the ground, planning to possibly head that way for a family function on Saturday. Might go a little early, take it in Friday, game 2 in Meadow Lake Saturday. So good luck to both of those teams.
Have you been invited? Because I know you're big earlier in the year, you're talking about all the invites you were getting. Did you get invited?
I got the invitation. There's actually a rec tournament that weekend called the Red Eye in Lashburn. I used to play in it. It's around the clock, all night rec hockey, and you might get the call to ref a game at 3 a.m. after sitting in the beer garden since 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I know I did one the 1 year, and I stepped out on the ice and I could barely stand up. But yeah, that's a big tournament, big fundraiser out there in Lashburn. I know the barn will be packed Friday for the final, because Lashburn hasn't won a title since the mid-70s.
Yes, we've been talking about that. It's been a long time. That tournament sounds like an absolute blast if you're under the age of 30. Other than that, it's going to catch up to you in a hurrah.
Yes, that's for sure. So that's the Sask Elta.
Before we get into the Sask Valley, our next league here, let's give a massive shout-out here to our friends at the Keniston Super Draft. We mentioned it last week. The Monday Nooners all over the Keniston Super Draft this year. It is coming up. April 14th is the deadline. I think at like 11 o'clock. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that over the next few shows. So if you're thinking about going into a hockey draft this year, there's nothing better than getting like 2-3 buddies and really going at this thing hard, putting in a number of entries. So the Keniston Super Draft, if you are going to go in, and like I said, we're going to talk about this as we go along here. You keep your, we need a screenshot of your entry and how you submitted that you actually paid. We're going to cross-reference that. And
OAC.
Everybody that enters and sends to the Nooner, you're going to win a nice little Nooner prize pack shirt.
Everybody?
Hat. No, the winners.
One winner.
Yeah, good catch. One winner.
We've got about five shirts left in inventory, no hats. So
we're going to win. They're going to win one of the Canada hats, one of the tarps. We'll see what we got left, and some other trinkets that the Nooner has got up our sleeve. We got a new little tumbler coming up from Talbot Marketing and Colin McLeod. So we can even throw a tumbler in that little package. Sound good?
Yeah. Like it. Yeah. And talks a buzz in Keniston, obviously not only Super Draft and that big fundraiser, but the Blizz, they're going after that elusive double banner. There's still those three teams alive, them, Kyle, Wadena, potential for the double banners this season. So yeah, they've got game one tonight. Tuesday, March 14th. I believe it is in Kyle, as they're the number one seed. Game two goes Thursday. So a little midweek action with both of those teams still involved in provincials. Keniston got their W and double banner last year. They swept Kyle. I don't think a sweep is in the forecast this year, fellas.
And Kyle, we've had a number of DMs throughout the season here. Kyle is revved for this one. They don't like all the respect that we give to the Keniston Blizzards. Maybe they have amnesia and they forgot that they won a double banner and barely lost any hockey games this year. But Kyle, they want, this is a statement for them. So I predict a hard fought series. I'm saying it goes at least four or five. Probably not a stretch, but
yeah, it's really not. I think it's going to be, a heck of a series, but I got to take Keniston. I don't think Kyle's got it in him to take down the Blizz.
I got a question for you guys. Who do you think is the most hated Moosecock senior team in Saskatchewan?
Who's the most hated?
Yeah. Like if you polled the teams, simply people around the province, who do you think people would say they don't dislike?
Craig.
I'd say Craig would be up there.
I'd say Craig, Kyle, and I feel like maybe Wadena for no reason other than, yeah, they... Really? I don't know. I think it'd be Craig and Kyle 1 and 2.
I agree.
1A, 1B, actually.
Yeah.
That's just what I feel. And I think Craig embraces it, and maybe Kyle does too. We don't hear much from the Kyle, what do you call them, executive or players.
Yeah.
old Rosetown Red Wings, before they came back, they would definitely be up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Circa 2000 and... Whatever.
I think we have a couple of cool top tens coming up and for our last show or one of our last shows. So maybe that's another one that we can add there. All right. Next league we're going
Let's go to the Sask East.
Sask East.
Yeah. Rock City, Fedor, the Buffs and the Tigers rematch from last year. Last year, it went the distance. Five games, Rokenville won by a couple, I think, in that decisive game. To get there in the semis, Rokenville took down another rival, Landsberg. Dakota Odgers, Jeff's boy, led the way with a hat trick in game four. Final was 5-1. Theodore won one on the road against the Swan Valley Axemen. Dylan Johnson, the OT hero for the Buffs. They win that one in four. So it starts up this weekend. Game one, Friday night, Rock City. I'm sure Adam Stewart of Theodore will have some sort of streams going this weekend. What a beauty that guy is. Game two in Theodore on Saturday night. So Sask East, I like that league. It's a sneaky league.
It is.
Former Triangle League there, and this is a relatively new league since post-COVID. But yeah, good luck to Rokenville and Theodore. You know that's going to be a hell of a series in the Sask East.
It'd be a battle.
How about the Bronx boys, the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League? Relatively new league as well. For those not familiar, the Highway League and the Qu'Appelle Valley League combine coming out of COVID, and they made that a permanent league here this season. They said, yeah, that's the plan going forward. The Bronx are going back to the finals. I kind of forgot they were in the final last year, to be honest. They lost in four to Lumsden. This year, they'll get Grenfell, but kind of dramatic from the Bronx. They were down 2-0 to Selby after the first two games. Looked like they were cooked.
Their goose was cooked. They came back. Hey, I actually got some Balcaris. I talked to some Balcaris folks today, and they said that it's going to be a little bit of a Grenfell. Apparently, has got all their weapons back from injury, and they're predicting a good old fashioned rock 'em sock 'em Div 3 type of series. Going to be lots of stick swinging, fist swinging, and they say it's going to be a good hard nosed dirty series, and I love it.
I thought some of those guys were out for the year. Broken bones and such.
I'm hearing And maybe some are Baz, but I heard the weapons that were supposed to be out are back, apparently, allegedly playing. And yeah, heard it's going to be a good series.
Might have to get boots, right?
BOTG.
Relatively close to the city. If it goes to the decisive where the Bronx can hang one, I think we get some boots. Really?
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah. No. Like, when's the last time these guys are playing the final? Just a few years ago? Has it been a while?
1998.
Wow.
Last time these two teams played. Former sponsor and friend of the show, Kent Bittner, had the series clincher for the Bronx in that series.
No way, did he?
That's what the Bronx tweeted out.
Oh, Joey. Outstanding.
Sounds like they might get him in to drop the puck for game one.
Yeah.
At the old Polar Dome.
Awesome.
Oh, Bitsy's got to get out there. Boots.
Grenfell did take down Lumsden. Like we mentioned, Lumsden had won three banners in a row going back to the Highway League. So mentioned Grenfell's faced some adversity. They got a solid, solid tender in Mitch Kilgore. He could potentially be the difference there. And Belts, your old buddy Kevin Dufour, I think he was named the league MVP out in Coppell
Valley Hockey so. League.
Hey, before we go to our next Saskatchewan League, I got to give you, I know last week I went Manitoba. This week I'm going to go Alberta quickly and let you know what's going on in Alberta senior hockey. They're almost set for that little soiree in Wainwright the first weekend of April. The Faller, is it Faller Pirates? You ever heard of that town
nope.
in Alberta?
Sounds Faller legit.
Pirates defeating the Manning Comets. They're now the only Alberta-based team left in the North Peace Hockey League. Dawson Creek beat Spirit River 7-7 games. So much like the Sask Alta, only teams based in Alberta can compete in the provincials. So regardless of what happens in the final there, Faller will be in Wainwright. For all you ladies in the area, April 6th to 9. And then that means, that the only league left in the Ranchland is Lethbridge. They're going to begin a 7-game series against the Buffaloes. Yeah. I think that's how it says.
Sounds legit.
That goes Friday in S-Town. They're going to play 3 games and 3 nights, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday in Lethbridge if need be. So, yeah, the provincials in Alberta are going to be a hoot again in Wainwright, April 6th and 9th, if you're in the area.
Excellent. No, appreciate whoever sent that in. We know we got lots of listeners out in southern Alberta, so nice to give them a little bit of a plug. Hey, the league we call the Super League, fellas, the Long Lake, the Wadena Wildcats, first year in the league after running rickshaw on the Wheatland last year. They move into the toughest league in the province, and they've pushed themselves all the way to the final. They lost game one to Davidson 2-1 in Davidson. From boots on the ground, Wadena doubled Davidson in shots in game one, but goaltender Dean McNabb put up the old plywood. He was the star. Sam Clausen also contributed. I think he's a D-man, isn't he? 1-1 for the Clones.
Sam Clausen, good hockey player. Plays it the right way. Pretty rough, especially a good playoff player. Yeah, so surprising win for the Cyclones. Again, mismatched gear and gloves and helmets and pants, but they're getting it done. They're up 1-0 in the league final there. So we'll keep the boots on the ground in that. Hopefully we'll have some updates on that. Let's move to the Twin Rivers, gentlemen. Dalmany Burchill's best of five, and Dalmany playing so good the right time of the year. They're up 1-0. They won the first game 9-4. Sean Asham, 2-4. Chase Adrian, 2-3. And Chance, man, I'm awesome on the names tonight. I should just take a seat.
I'm going
to
let you do the bracket challenge update and rip off some of those names.
Oh, yeah. Some of those are wild.
I've been Garth butchering those for the last 6 weeks.
Travis Swanson. I got that one right. He had
Samsonite.
1-3. Swanson.
Swanee.
Game two, Friday in Birch Hills. Game three back in Dalmany at the Coliseum Saturday.
Sounds like an old restaurant in Saskatoon bar, nightclub, the Coliseum. Wheatland Hockey League, the 12th and final league we get to by no particular order. Or is maybe there is an order. I don't know. Wheatland's got Craik and Tisdale in the final. Warriors dominate the opening weekend at the Pillar Dome, 10-3 and 11-4 respectively in the league final. They're going to go to Tisdale for game three. I have a feeling the Warriors do not want to spend the extra night in Tisdale. Like, game four would be Saturday if necessary. Do you think they book rooms in Tisdale or just chance it that they're going to sweep the old Ramblers?
Maybe they take up a four-season motorhome. Somebody, I wonder if Reach's old man has one out there. Maybe they take one up, planning on sleeping out in the old motorhome up there. There's no way they're booking rooms.
I think, funny feeling. Yeah, they're not preparing. They're not taking overnight bags. No.
I think they book and potentially light up the town and just
they stay. Could guzzle.
Would you rather guzzle Tisdale or Craig?
Wives are back home. Give her.
I would. You know what I would advise? I would hit Tisdale and then I'd spend the night in Melfort myself.
It's a nice move. Solid veteran move, actually.
Go to the pool or whatever they got there. Is that Melfort?
They have a little swim pool, some nice establishments, little takeout, late night takeout. Yeah. Have a few stiff coobies. Melfort's the place to be.
Would be.
Hey, didn't see any viral videos of fights or anything, but there was a big something went on at the 15:22 mark of the first period in game two. I see six 10-minute misconducts, including game misconducts. I don't know what went on, but recognize some of these names. Apparently something went down.
They call that a brouhaha, Buzz.
I think they call that the ref just wants to get the fuck out and back to Leo's.
Hey, Tyson Scott, he just said, you know what?
We're not getting into this. We're just diming everybody.
He doesn't want to punt. He doesn't want to get one off the side of the kisser. He just wants out of that thing.
There was only looks like there was only one game misconduct, though, Tyson Scott. The rest were just 10s. Let's just take a quick breather, and we'll catch you in 10, fellas. So,
cool your Jets.
Cool the old Benny and the Jets. Yeah, that's Wheatland Hockey League. I imagine it'll be wrapped up this weekend. I'm thinking Craig will at least win one of the two there. So that's your 12th league that we're going to get to here. And before we get into some provincial talk, I want to talk about the Bracket Challenge real quick. Some great sponsors. Somebody want to rip them off? Do me a solid.
GB Construction, Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, and Roof Mart in Prince Albert, Saskatoon, and Regina. Anything roofing, siding, vapor barrier, some sort of cement that you put on the side of your house. What was that again?
Cement board. Hardy board.
Yeah.
You can get it all.
Thanks so much for all the sponsors jumping on because they're all vying for the trip to Elk Ridge and 8 rounds of golf, 2 nights, a little drinking money, a little twirl in the limo from the folks up at beautiful Elk Ridge Resort, the Bracket Challenge. It was fun.
So I got to address the old proverbial elephant in the room because I've had a few messages about this. So put out the Bracket Challenge standings. Then Bracket Guy said he's been working 80 hours a week. It is Monday to Friday. That's what he told me. Made a bit of an error. He didn't actually make an error. So how this works, when you filled out your bracket, you filled in all the boxes of who you thought was going to move on. It then goes into a document that computer generates as we tell the computer that the teams advance. Bracket Guy forgot to advance one of the earlier brackets. So his first update, he put it out and then he realized, shit, I forgot to do the B, I think, semifinal. So then about 20 minutes after I put out the update, I had to put out a new update with quite a few different names than were on the original. So people are like, how did I go from first to not in the top 10?
First to worst.
In like 5 minutes. So that's what happened. Bracket Guy was busy. The most recent update we have put out is definitely up to date. It's correct. We have everybody's picks saved in a file that if you know, we can cross-reference. We're going to make sure that whoever deserves to be the champ is going to be the champ. So as of right now, Dave DePap sits in first, tied with Jolene Mansway, I think. Not sure. I've been saying it that way for a month. Nobody's corrected me. They're tied for first with 60 points. It's a four-way tie for third. Janet Ferguson.
She's
Jason
buzzing.
Schneider.
Snipe
is T3. Guy's been doing it for a long time. Figured he'd get in the mix at some point. Kieran Fidget and Kyle Rawler. I don't know any of these people. They're all they're in a logjam for third.
There was almost 1,000 entries, so we're not going to hold it against you that you don't know everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those guys are tied for third. Bonnie DePap, probably Dave's wife. They probably did the old two-for-one deal. She's actually tied seventh with Trevor Viergutes, and then a couple other names I can't pronounce round out the top 10.
They did the old Alphonse and Gaston. I got it. No, you got it. No. Padovny's got it.
So that's the scenario, and I'm not going to get into all the possible outcomes per se.
Yeah, no, don't.
But
no.
I will say
what you sent.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say this.
Okay.
So Drake is playing Wynyard. Would you guys say that Drake's the favorite?
Yes.
Wadena is playing Carlisle. They're up 1-0. Got to think Wadena's in the driver's seat, right?
Agreed.
Keniston's got to be the favorite against Aston.
Agreed.
And Kyle Mollywop Carnduff in game one in Carnduff. So you got to think Kyle's the favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Follow?
Yes.
If all of those teams win, Dave DePap is the winner. He would have nailed all four winners and all four finalists in each division. So if those don't exactly happen, there's still five or six or seven people who could win. But if all of the proverbial quote-unquote favorites win, Uncle Dave's packing up with Bonnie and going to Elk Ridge playing some golf. That's next week. I'm hoping next week we can do a deep dive of like this game is happening. Whoever wins this, like, we'll be able to put names to the game. I just don't want to confuse everybody by going through all the possible scenarios right now. So, it's been fun.
I had a few people mention over the last week just how awesome that was that we put it together and somehow we executed it so far.
Knock on wood.
And the prize, how awesome the prize is. And I said, well, thanks to the sponsors, because it didn't come cheap doing all this. But super fun. And it's been awesome to watch. And a lot of people are invested in it. It's great.
There's only one person who snuck through the cracks with two entries.
Oh, who is that?
I won't get into it. I'm not going to call him out based on
loose Twitter.
Yeah. Any chance of winning?
I know he's not one. He might think he does, but no. Let's just call him El Prez.
Enough said.
Provincial A final game one, Drake in Wynyard Friday night, this Friday, 8:00. Boots on. If anybody's like looking for something to do, beautiful barn in Wynyard. Drake comes into town, two juggernauts. Obviously, we've talked about Drake's impressive roster with the ads they got from Foam Lake and Turtleford and such. Wynyard, no pushover. Obviously, a good league team, but Wynyard, like I was going through some of the rosters as well, had a little bit of time. They've got a ton of good ads as well, like Luke Nkwama from Outlook, really solid player who won a championship with Outlook last year. He's on Wynyard. They've also got possibly the best goalie in the province, Max Shields, who came over from Lanigan. So he could be a difference maker. Like Wynyard's definitely... definitely in this thing. They've got the Forsbergs there, Cole Baumel. It's going to be a great series. Friday night it starts. Game two Sunday, this Sunday. They're getting after it here right away this weekend.
St. Patrick's Day, game one.
Nice.
That's right. Wear your green.
Big green.
Drink some green 016s in Wynyard and take that one in. Game three, if necessary, on next Wednesday, which seems a little bit crazy to me. I asked somebody with knowledge of the situation. Apparently, there's some big tournament going on in Wynyard, but Wynyard gets game one on a Friday. Drake gets the two Sunday, Wednesday games. Apparently, they said like Wynyard and Drake are so close geographically that they're not worried about a weeknight game. And they're pretty sure that with Drake's small rink, it's going to be full no matter what night they play it, no matter what time of day. So interesting Sunday, Wednesday Provincial A final schedule.
Let's go to B and Wadena. Shaded Carlisle in game one, 4-3. Man, they wouldn't have been great traveling. Did that play on Sunday?
Yeah, it got postponed to Sunday. Kudos to the teams that felt that was the right thing to do. Definitely understand that. But sounded like it was a really good game. I watched some of it. It was hard to see with the old screen they had there on the feed. The netting kind of got in the way a little bit. But kudos to Wadena. Had some people say if Wadena can keep composed, they probably have a good chance. I know Carlisle is doing their best. They've got some pests on their team. They're trying to get under their skin a little bit, maybe. But Wadena's got a chance to win a banner, guys, on Saturday night in their home barn. Here's a fun stat for you. The Wadena Wildcats have been playing senior hockey since 1946. They're actually named after a battalion from the First World War, which is kind of interesting. The unit was named the Wildcat Battalion. That's where they came up with their name right after the war. They have never won a provincial championship.
Wow.
Wow, that's a long time.
77 years. They've got a chance to do it at the Creamery on Saturday night. So could be a special night in Wadena on Saturday. Hey, I want to, if it's okay, I quickly want to touch on something. I will touch on it more in the full show, which comes out tomorrow. But a friend of the Nooner, I'm going to call him, and just a good guy and a senior hockey weapon, Tyson Hobbins, who plays for the Wadena Wildcats. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's just some things that are a little more important than senior men's. Huh. And we're talking about Hobby, who I think is the biggest senior hardo out there. I know him a little bit. He's got a kid who's going through some health challenges. He's actually out in Toronto getting a some sort of brain surgery. I don't want to get too into it because I'm not overly familiar with the situation, but I think the kid is about five. He's had challenges his whole life and surgeries and trips to Toronto and stuff. So they've been doing fundraiser auctions basically since he was born to help with this. And his mom's basically, you know, got two other kids as well. So it's kind of the biggest priority is taking care of Fletcher, right? So there's been all sorts of fundraisers. He's in Toronto right now. I guess on Monday, as we record this, he just got out of a 7+ hour surgery. And I saw that his wife posted on a Facebook page called Fletcher's Nero Journey that things went about as good as they could have. The doctor said they went exactly to plan, no hiccups. He does have a long recovery ahead of him. So, Wadena said they've got a fundraiser silent auction and raffles and stuff they're doing at the provincial final to raise money for the Hobbins family. So, yeah, people who know senior hockey might know Tyson Hobbins is a guy who's played it for more than a decade, really good player. We sent some stuff out that way. So if you're going to be at the provincial final, we've got a couple Nooner license plate shirts, a Canada shirt. I threw them like a bunch of stuff. I said, auction this off. I know there's lots of Nooner fans out there. Hopefully you can raise some good money. And then Last Mountain Distillery donated some of their whiskey to go in the fundraiser. Nice. And Great Western Brewing threw me a couple of flats of beer. So if you're at the game, we'd consider you donate to that raffle at auction. And all the best to Fletcher in his journey there.
Fucking right. Right on. And I love that handle, Fletcher. What a great name. So, yeah, good that he made her through. What a battle. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. I know they've had quite a few challenges. So, yeah, we'd appreciate if you can donate to that if you can. And like I said, Wadena, chance to wrap it up on home ice Saturday. That's Senior B.
Senior C. I don't know if you have any game times and days for this series, but we got Eston and Keniston in the C final.
From game one, Saturday in Eston. That's the only one I think that's been scheduled. Saturday night in Eston. Belts, apparently they were mad at me. I said they're still the pretenders. Is that true?
Yeah. It was true. I got a message. One of the ladies, I'll say, actually out in Eston is not a Boz fan. That's what I was told. It. Yeah. Honest to God, they're not happy with you still calling them the pretenders. They think they deserve a little more respect, but hey, you want the respect, you got to win, right? That's how you get it. You don't just get it.
Oh, Eston, it's all in good fun. Just be happy somebody out there's talking about the Ramblers. Somebody outside of your little bubbles giving the Ramblers.
Scramblers. But yeah, they're in tough. They're in tough, fellas. I don't know. Hey, I'll tell you this right now, and I think we can all agree on this. If they could get this done, they're no longer the pretenders.
Oh, tough if they one. Get this done, we might call them the number one team in the province at the end of the year. Wow. The odds are so farly stacked against them.
Yeah.
They got some good players, though, right? They got top-end talent.
They do.
And Keniston's been known to...
Look at you backtracking now.
No,
I love
not
it.
At all.
He's not.
They got a guy who's scouted by Boz the Oilers this year.
Boz just said that they're not, they can't be, you can't take the pretenders away until they do something, until they win. And he's not incorrect.
Well, like, why would we call them that for 2 years? We're just dropping it.
Yeah.
Because they
won
beat
a couple series.
Porcupine Plain. Like, come on.
The Blues, the PP Blues.
You know, I was thinking about that. not all roads are equal. Like, look who Keniston beat already to make the final. Redvers had won 24 in a row. Davidson was one of the top teams in the province. That's who they've played, right? Who's Porcupine? You know, it's strength of schedule. I think they do not have similar paths to the final. That's why I think the Blizz win in two.
Senior D. And like we mentioned earlier, there was he's playing a lot of hockey, the Kyle Elks, 8-3 in game one in Carnduff. So, you know, that's...
Put a cork in it.
Yeah.
It's over.
The odds are definitely stacked massively against the Red Devils, and they are going to go Saturday in Kyle, 7 p.m. If there is a game three... It goes 2:30 Sunday in Kyle. So maybe Carnduff does have a few rooms booked down in Swift Current or somewhere around the area. But let's be honest, Kyle at home, and these guys have won banners, right? They have the pedigree. So
I think Saturday it's
Curtains.
All she wrote.
David Curtains hit the breaker on the plant.
Yeah, turn it off.
I think it is, but kudos to Carnduff chugging along. They've played in a lot of provincial finals as well. They are no slouch, even though things didn't work out maybe as good in the Big Six League playoffs. Hey, one more thing I forgot to mention. Bracket challenge. I've had five or six people message me that are big Nooner fans, which is hilarious because after they're all like, they're like, hey, the bracket challenge standings got like the top 80 some names, and then everyone else says TASS. What does that stand for?
Like, come on.
Five or six texts. And these are people that are fans of the show. And I was like, it's Take a Seat, Son. And they're like, oh my God, how did I not realize that? They thought it meant like, I don't know what they thought it meant, but
it means you're out, biatch. You're done.
TASS. So that's the wrap up for this week. Couple banners going to be handed out, fellas, this weekend. We could potentially see all but the C banner handed out this weekend. A, B, and D could be kaput by Sunday. So, see what happens.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
Hey, boys, why don't we hop into the top 10? Hey, should we recap? You want to recap last week, Barry? Should we do that?
Yeah, thanks to General Well Servicing, of course, sponsoring the top 10 again this year. Couldn't do it without our friends. They're always hiring in the oil field in southeastern Saskatchewan. So last week, our honorable mentions were Meota, Rock City, Orlangenburg, the Davidson Cyclones. And then the 10 team, they hung a banner down there in Gull Lake, the Greyhounds. They were number 10, 9 Las Vegas, 8 was the winner of the Macklin Wilkie series, or whoever's kind of coming out there as the series moves on. 7 Lumsden, 6 Redvers, 5 Kyle, 4 Drake, 3 Wadena, 2 Edam Hafford.
There you go.
And number 1, the Keniston Blizzard. So that was last week's General Well Servicing top 10.
No, General Well sponsored a little 50-50 in Carnduff last game, 2,500 scoots they put up. So
unbelievable.
Always doing good shit in the community. That should be their new slogan as they hire people down there in
just
the oil field.
Doing good shit.
Someone sent us a message on Twitter Yeoman's as well. Work. A couple of GW lights and a tower pizza from Davidson. That looked
saw that.
Belts were there in a couple of weeks down in Estevan. Yeah. I think in a tower pizza and a few 016s for sure.
Did you see that Redvers Keniston? I actually can't believe Redvers went to Keniston on Friday night with the thing. You know, thank God everybody made it home. Roads were terrible, but they made the trip and they lost. But the player on the team won the 50-50. It was like, looked like at least a couple grand.
Yeah, I saw that.
Suddenly this loss doesn't hurt so bad anymore.
That's awesome.
Stop at the casino on the way back to Redvers.
That is awesome. Hey, I'll fire up the HMs this week, fellas. How about we start? We got 4 of them. Why don't we start with the Theodore Buffaloes, the Buffs? We're going to give Dalmany a shout out. Moose Juice, Team Moose Jaw, Assiniboia, the Rebels on their championship. And the 10Ks, the Note on the Rink Carlisle Provincial team. Get our honorable mentions this week.
Number 10.
Number 10 team in the province this week. This was a unanimous. The fellas from up north hung a banner, the Meota Combines.
number 9.
12 wins in a row. They'll play the Meadow Lake Broncos for a championship. The Las Vegas Flyers hanging in.
Number 8.
Up to number 11, the Davidson Tornadoes.
Number 7.
They got the experience and the guys that just are getting it done late in the season. Going to win another league, I think. The Wilkie Outlaws.
Number 6.
Number 6, they've got a chance to win the former Super League, the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. I think they might get it done, fellas. The Balcarres Bronx, number 6 this week, back in the fold.
Trying to shake the Leafs. Trying to shake the Leafs stigma. Number 5.
Number 5.
The Redverse Rockets.
Number 4.
Number 4 team in the province. They could easily be anywhere from 4 to 1. Playing some great hockey right now. The Drake meets Provincial Academy.
Number 3.
Number 3 this week. They stay at number 3, but they've still got the elusive double banner in their set. Their eyes... not sure what I was going for there. And their sights. Big eyesight guy. Wadena Wildcats haven't hung one since 19. Never hung a banner, actually, in 77 years. They can do it this weekend in their sights.
Number 2, fellas, this is tough. Like, you know, they're getting the respect from us when they do not follow us on Twitter, but we got to give them their due. This really sets up when you get to number 1. This is going to be quite a matchup. The Kyle Elks,
the number 1 senior hockey team in the province.
Yeah, and the number 1 team in the province. They've been there so many times. It's another day at the office for the Keniston Blizzards. Get your super draft entries ready to rock for the Lions Club in Keniston. But Keniston number 1 again.
Yeah, lots of hockey still left. League championships to be handed out. I believe 9 more leagues going to crown winners and 4 provincial champions. Like I mentioned earlier, 3 of them could happen this weekend. So weather looks decent. Get on the road this weekend. Watch some senior hockey. Take something in. And, you know, if you're at the games, grab an 016, the GW. Love those guys. Awesome. They supported that fundraiser with us in Wadena. And a lot of teams been supporting them, and they've been feeling the kickback with the 016. If you're not on the beer deal this season, message us right after the year. Get signed up early and take advantage next season for sure. Maybe this summer as well with your slow pitch team or fastball team or something.
And thanks to Last Mountain Distillery, right? The locally owned distillery in the province for jumping in on the fundraiser as well. And they're always supporting us when we reach out and say, hey, we need a, got a little guy or somebody that needs some help here. So always great for the Last Mountain team to jump on board there as well.
Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Later.